This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what brought some negativity to the cattle markets today?
Well, Liz, I think overall we just saw another session like we did yesterday of profit-taking and technical selling as the market 2 days ago ran into some resistant areas on the charts and the market sold off. We didn't really have any other fresh news. We're still waiting for cash cattle trade to take place. We did see our box beef higher at midday. That was good news. $1.73 higher on choice, $2.04 higher on selects, a total movement of 84 loads. Fall cattle kill come in at 115,000 head. Our hog market saw a little bit of downside today on profit taking, with the closes today showing June cattle 85 lower, August live cattle down 65, May feeders were 40 cents higher, August feeders down 7, and June lean hogs 55 cents lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Did you know that thousands of your friends and neighbors are now insured by PharmaSure? They were advised by their trusted local agents that this was a solid company with the values they expect when protecting their family farm or country home. PharmaSure is ready to be a part of your family as well. Go to PharmaSure.com to find an agent near you. It will be worth the visit.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
These days, most cellular providers can't stop telling you about how good their nationwide 4G LTE coverage is. At Pioneer Cellular, we agree that nationwide 4G LTE coverage is important, but that the kind of coverage is even more important when you're not traveling, but making calls from home. Let us put you on the map. Stop by one of 41 Pioneer Cellular locations in Oklahoma and Kansas. Coverage where it matters most. Home.
Tom, what softened the grain market?
Well, I think, Leslie, we resorted back to the fact that we're in a negative trend, especially in the wheat and the corn. We lacked any fresh fundamentals out here to support the market. There was nothing bullish, not even really anything bearish in our export sales this morning. The market's still waiting this afternoon to find out what the final numbers are on the Kansas wheat tour. So I think it was just the fact that the fund selling once again took over, pulled our markets to the downside. We're just going to have to wait for something either technical or something fundamental to change out here to give us upside. At the close today, July and September Casey wheat were both down 3.75 cents. July Chicago wheat down 6.5. July corn down 5.25. December corn down 5.5. July soybeans closed 7.5 lower, with November beans down a nickel. And July cotton 33 points lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up for the Radio Oklahoma Network.